HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Union government has told the Supreme Court it cannot make public whether its agencies used Israeli spyware Pegasus. Such disclosure will be against national interest, the government said. In doing so, it returned to a position it articulated on August 17. However, it suggested last week that it could reconsider its stand. This prompted the court to remark that the center is beating around the bush. A bench, headed by Chief Justice of India N.V. Ramana, reserved its order on a clutch of petitions demanding a court-monitored probe into the alleged surveillance. India has reiterated its commitment to stand by the people of Afghanistan. It called for non-discriminatory and direct distribution of humanitarian assistance through the UN. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar underlined the need for humanitarian assistance providers to be given unimpeded access to the country. He was addressing a high-level UN meeting on the Afghanistan situation. Bharat Biotech's Covaxin is likely to receive the emergency use listing by the WHO this week. The EUL will pave the way for wider recognition of Covaxin in documentation sought by many countries. The company has submitted all the relevant documents, said Dr. N.K. Arora, chairman, COVID-19 Working Group of NTAGI. Arora said the vaccine safety data has also been submitted to WHO. Facebook maintains a special list of users for whom its rules apply differently. At times it leaves up content that it would otherwise pull down, according to a report. The Wall Street Journal cited an internal report from the review of a program known as Check or Cross-Check. The program included 5.8 million politicians, celebrities and journalists for whom the rules applied differently. The disclosures contradict the company's public stand that its rules apply to everyone equally. Retail inflation, as measured by the Consumer Price Index, grew at 5.3% in August 2021. It moderated for the second consecutive month. It also remained below the upper limit of RBI's tolerance threshold of 6%. The final figure surprised analysts by underperforming. The latest number should not be seen as a broad-based easing of price pressures in the economy. Experts believe that the Indian economy's inherent inflation potential continues to be elevated.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.